You're listening to the MJ Show podcast, episode number 17. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast, The MJ Show. I'm your host, Michelle Jameson, and I'm so glad to be here with you again for this week's episode, How to Rock Your Discipline So You Can Get on the Road to Optimal Health. There's no doubt about the demand for motivation on social media, but how does it translate to everyday life? Well, in my opinion, not very well at all. The truth is that not long ago, my discipline really wasn't that great at all. I was flying by the seat of my pants, and because of this, my productivity wavered drastically, and some days were just complete write-offs. So, my friends, today we're going to talk about motivation versus discipline. Before we dive in, though, this episode is brought to you by the Body by MJ Shop. Have you checked it out yet? It's an ever-growing library of ebooks, planners, guides, handbooks, and more to support and guide you on your healthy journey. Take a minute to browse and be sure to visit often as we are continuing to add publications. So head right over to michellejameson.com. That's michellejameson.com. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Motivation is a tricky subject. People are motivated by different things: money, good grades, material objects, and adoration from peers. Motivational images, videos, and quotes are put on social media sites in the millions. At the time of this recording, my search for hashtag motivation on Instagram yielded 95,359,180 results. Well, there's no doubt about the demand for motivation on social media. But as I said, how does that translate to everyday life? In my opinion, not very well at all. I don't mean to be overly critical of motivation. I just don't think motivation is as big a factor to personal success as discipline. So let's talk about motivation versus discipline. The type of people who post motivational content are usually successful people who have a high standard of living, from fitness superstars to entrepreneurial powerhouses. In terms of the fitness market, the motivational people almost always have a great physique worthy of a magazine cover. And when we see these people, we often have a sudden injection of motivation because we believe in that moment that we too can achieve that level of physique. This may well be true, but what is required in order to attain the level of success these people have is discipline, not motivation. Do you think a great physique is built through a constant flow of motivation or a disciplined mindset? Consistent exercise, the willingness to push beyond failure, staying on track with nutrition by tracking calorie intake, and making good food choices. All these things are driven by discipline. Okay, here's the trouble with motivation. The main issue with motivation is that it is fleeting and unreliable. When the sun is shining and there's nothing but blue skies as far as the eye can see, you may get the motivation to go for a run. The nice weather has conjured up thoughts of you gliding along the road looking Baywatch-esque. People slowing down in their cars to get a longer look at a specimen like yourself gliding along the road. These thoughts disappear when you're 5 minutes into the run. Your legs are screaming, your lungs are burning, you slow down drastically. You consider adopting the fetal position, and when you eventually crawl home, you don't go on another run for weeks or maybe months. Why have you gone from a gliding Adonis to a crippled, aching mess? In my opinion, it's because you did something based purely on a fleeting moment of motivation from an external source. Yet, if you take the same situation but apply discipline, it looks a lot different. If you had the discipline to fit a run in once per week and combine that with the fact it's a nice day, you may set a personal best. This is where you'll reap the physical rewards of consistent training. Discipline is the main factor in achieving success with anything, from physique development to business. An occasional dose of motivation from your favorite sources is always going to be helpful along the way, but don't lose sight of the key role discipline plays. So let's start with a small dose of discipline. You can start to work on your discipline by setting yourself a simple morning routine. You could start out with drinking a glass of water every morning, followed by 5 bodyweight squats. Do this for 1 week. I know it sounds too easy, but that's the point. Don't dive right in by saying you're going to get up at 5 a.m., read 2 books, do a workout, and check the financial markets, because you will fail miserably. Progress from the glass of water and doing 5 bodyweight squats by adding some light reading or mobility work to your routine. Keep the progressions simple and experiment with a variety of things until you find a routine that suits you. This type of, quote, discipline training has the massively positive effect of starting your day with a sense of achievement. As a transformation champion and body transformation specialist, people would often tell me that they wish they had my discipline, especially when they find out that I rarely eat sugar, but that's another story. The truth is that not long ago, my discipline really wasn't that great at all. I was easily distracted when trying to do work. I often went overboard on food, and I had no daily routine to speak of. I was flying by the seat of my pants, and because of this, my productivity wavered drastically, and some days were just complete write-offs. So, how did I change this? Well, first, discipline is a skill. When I make a conscious decision to improve my discipline, I research and study the psychology behind discipline. I learn that self-discipline is a learned skill, whereas before I believed it to be an innate characteristic. What I found was that the power of routine and the cultivation of discipline in your everyday life is essential if you want to perform at your best. On the surface, certain things may seem like a waste of time. However, the effect that small behaviors and decisions have on the bigger things in your life is remarkable. Each time I take control, I have to identify my weaknesses and develop a clear plan for overcoming them. Listen, there is no rule book or direct diagnosis for certain habits, and there's a lot of trial and error during the process of cultivating discipline. I experiment with meditation, early morning exercise, listening to certain types of music, and various other things before I develop a routine that works for me. When you make discipline a priority, your outlook on things completely changes. You will find that although your bed is warm and comfortable, getting up and starting your day is much more appealing than hitting snooze and rolling over. You'll also find that although you could easily put away that whole tub of cookie dough ice cream, you are acutely aware of the impact that will have on your diet. So instead, you have a controlled amount and stay on track. It's important to bear in mind that whatever routine you decide on, it must be both enjoyable and productive. Taking the first part of your day to focus entirely on yourself has amazing effects. I enjoy doing breathing and stretching work and reading philosophy while drinking my coffee, because it gives me a sense of physical and mental achievement, as well as achieving a good mindset to start my day. Okay, you may be thinking that's total nonsense and instead choose to start your day with a nice cup of coffee and journaling. Listen, no matter what you choose, ensure it is tailored to you and not just copy and pasted from someone else's routine. For example, try one of these ideas for a week and then progress as you see fit. First one, wake up at 7 a.m., drink a glass of water, and take a multivitamin. Or the second one, wake up at 6:30 a.m., drink a green tea, and read 5 pages of a book. Or here's another one. Wake up at 7 a.m., drink a glass of water, and use a meditation app. Second is stay disciplined through obstacles. When you begin your discipline training, you will be highly motivated to develop a routine that turns you into a more disciplined person. The real test comes when obstacles try to derail you from your routine. Do you have an early morning meeting that doesn't leave you any time to do your morning routine? Well, get up earlier and get it done. Don't allow external factors to dictate how well you adhere to your new disciplined routines. If you allow this to happen, you will forever be a slave to things that are not within your control. You cannot control the time of a meeting, but you can control at what time you get up. Control what you can and adhere to your plan. Once you have your morning routine set, you can then move on to other areas of your daily routine. This should follow the same framework as before. Start with something easy and then progress to tailor the routine to suit your needs. I started adding in an afternoon walk to my routine that got me away from writing for a short period of time, cleared my head, and made me more focused when I returned to work. Okay, my friends, regardless of what your goals are, you will be better off being more disciplined. The sooner you start, the sooner you will reap rewards. Until next time. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Congratulations on putting you first today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.